Today's shir is Masechta Bava Basra Daf Kuf Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Tes Amar Aleph at the fourth line, Ema. In our previous shir, as we began learning our Perek, the Halachos of Yerusha, we learned that the order of Yerusha is that a father, if somebody, Rechman Tzlan, is Nifter, his son is his Yerush, and after his son, daughter, children, comes a father, and then the brothers. And the Gemara had brought, one of the ways the Gemara had come to that halacha is because when the Torah says the word sheiroi, it means the father. So ask the Gemara, if we're going to say that the word sheiroi speaks about the father, so maybe the way to understand the pasuk suggests the Gemara, Ema sheiroi za'av, that the word sheir comes to teach us that about the father. And the Torah is going to be teaching us that even though a son comes before a father, that maybe the father will come before a daughter. And therefore the Seder, the order of Yerusha will be a son, a father, a brother, and a daughter. And as the Mashal explains, what the Rashbam means to say with this question is that what the Gemara means to ask with this question, that the father comes before a daughter and before a brother. And the reason the Gemara takes this approach, explains the Rashba, because Yochel Yagdim Leben. Till now we've only focused that the father should maybe come before the son, and the Gemara taught us that he doesn't. But vis-a-vis a sister, vis-a-vis a daughter and the brothers of the Nifter, the father will come first. And moreover, the Gemara also means to ask, according to Rashbam, says the Mashal, that not only does the father come before the daughter, but the brother of the Nifter comes before the daughter. And the reason why the Gemara wants to make that type of an assumption is because since a brother, as we discussed in our previous shiur, does Yibum, and a daughter doesn't do Yibum. So the question is that maybe the brother should come before the daughters as well. The Ramshif disagrees with this approach, and the Ramshif says that the entire question of the Gemara was that the father, as we just learned, should come before the daughter. Never was the havamina that the brother should also come before the daughter. The Gemara always knew that a daughter will come before a brother. So Ema, says the Gemara, maybe the word she'eroi za'av comes to teach us she'av kaidon labas, that the father comes before a daughter. Says the Gemara, yochel yagdon laben, maybe we should say he should also come before a son. So says the Gemara, that isn't a chiddush. That isn't a possibility. Tamaloimer, the pasuk, when it speaks about somebody passing away and passing on his inheritance, the Torah says, "V'nasatamus nachlosu l'sheirai karav elav." And from here we learn how karav kaidim. We should give the closer relative. And as we discussed in yesterday's shir, there was no havamina that a father. There is no havamina that a father should come before a son, because a son has a number of special qualities and special position that makes him very close to his father. One is, as the Gemara said yesterday, that if a father buys an Oma Vriya with the money that he used to buy her, he could use for Kedushin. And that is the same that could be said regarding that halacha applies to a son as well. And the other halacha was that if somebody is magdish, a steyachuza, so the Gemara taught us that if someone else redeems it, when Yovel comes, it goes to the Kohanim. But when this person who he himself was magdish it, redeems it, it goes back to him when Yovel comes. And the halacha is that halacha, that it goes back to him when Yovel comes, is not only when he himself was magdish it, but it also applies when his son was redeeming it. So we see that the son has a special close relationship with the father, so it can't be that a father should be before a son. But the Gemara's question is that maybe the father should be before someone's daughter. Answers the Gemara, Kivin Dilin and Yibum, when we speak about Yibum, Ben Abbas Kadadi Nenu, because the halacha is as long as someone left over a child, immaterial if the child that he left over was a son or a daughter, there won't be any chiv of Yibum to his wife. As the Gemara Masech, the Yevamos Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis teaches us, when the Torah speaks about the need to have Yibum, the Torah says, Ubein Einloi, and the Gemara explains, Ayin, the word Ein should be explained as Ayin, examine, and look that the son, that the daughter, should, that there's any, if there's any offspring, a male or a female, that prevents the need to have Yibum. So therefore, since there's no chiv to have, since they have that strong relationship, that's why says the Gemara, Linyan Nachla Nami Ben Ubask Adodinanu, when we speak about Yerusha, a son or a daughter are equivalent that they come before anyone else. Ask the Gemara, maybe the way we should understand the pasuk, Sheiriza Av, Melamed Sha'av Koidim Lachia Av. Maybe the Torah is coming to teach us that he's only comes before his own brothers. Yochel Yagdim L'Achim. How do we know that the father precedes the brothers of the Nifter? Tamaloymer, the Pasuk says, HaKarev, the Karev, Karev, Koidim. Whoever's closer comes first. And therefore we say that since the brothers are maybe closer, because brothers do Yibum if the person dies without children, a father doesn't. So the Gemara is in the middle of a question. Maybe the brothers should not come before, the brothers should come before a father. And when the Torah says that a father comes first, that's only regarding his brothers, but not the brothers of the Nifter. Answers the Gemara, Achei Av Lo Tzricha Kra. To say that the father comes before his own brothers, for that we need a pasuk. Because, as we described in our previous year, we discussed in our previous year the concept of mishmash. In the Gemara, we had a discussion when a brother, when an uncle yarshins a nephew. So we explained that he doesn't yarshin the nephew because he is a direct yoirish, but rather it's because he's a yoirish of his brother, the father of the nifter, and because he's a yoirish of the father of the nifter, and the father of the nifter is not here, so that's why he gets it. So says the Gemara, if his whole right here, all of his rights only come here, why are they yarshim? Because of the father, just the father's not here, so it passes to his brother. So therefore, certainly, says the Gemara, koi av, koyarsi ach av. So if the father is alive, asks the Gemara, how can we say that his brothers, whose entire right only comes to them, should be stronger than the father? So as we said, many Rishonim use this as a very clear proof that the Achei Ha'av, when uncles are Yarshim, even though, as we mentioned, there's a question, do we say brothers Yarshim because of direct, because they are in the line of Yerusha, or because of Mishmash? What the Gemara here is teaching us, that's only a discussion regarding the Nifter's brothers. But when we speak about the Nifter's uncles, there is no question that their rights are only through mishmash. Says the Gemara, does this pasuk come to teach us that the father comes before the brothers of the nifter? The pasuk doesn't say that. The ksiv im ein achim la'aviv nesatin neschlosu l'sheroi. The pasuk says that the uncles come first. If we read the pasuk says if the uncles aren't there, then the sheroi, the father, gets it. So how are we interpreting the pasuk to say just the opposite? Answers the Gemara, krosh like kesidrin ksivi. we're going to have to say that even though the plain reading of the pasuk very much says, as we just said, that the uncles come before the father, we're going to have to say that the wording of the psukim here are shloik kesidron. And the way the Rishonim explain, because they explain that the whole word she'eroi is sort of superfluous, and because the word she'eroi is superfluous, that's what teaches us to not follow the order that the pasuk teaches us. Says the Gemara, the Braisa we learned in our previous shir says the reason a father comes before the brother of the Neftarim is because of the word she'eroi, that the father is a closer relative, and that's why he comes first. Today, now, the Gemara brings a different braisa to teach us that the father comes before the brothers of the Nifter. This Tana learns this halacha from this pasuk. The Tanya, Azu Darsh Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. The pasuk says, Ish Kiyomasu Ben Inloy, if somebody passes away and doesn't have a son, Vavatimus Nachlosoi Lubitoi. And it's interesting, when the Torah speaks about Yerusha, about inheritance by most people who are inheriting the Nifter, the Torah uses the word v'nesatem, which here the Torah uses the word v'avartem. What is the Torah wanting to teach us with that word? B'makom bas atam avin nachlam av, that somebody passes away without sons, but he has a daughter. So we would say that the Yerusha should go to the father, because he's in the same shevet as his son. Tells us the halacha that instead of going to the father, it goes to the daughter of the nifter. Via tamav nachla, but we don't take his rights away. But mokum achim. So the Torah is saying that we would have said that the father should yarshin his son if his son didn't have any sons, but instead of that being the case, havartim, don't give it to the father, give it to the daughter. But the Torah is saying that only in that case that it should be given to the daughter, but only then is the father passed over. In other cases, the father is not passed over, rather in other cases, it will indeed go to the father, meaning that the father will get the Yerusha before the brothers of the Nifter, who are actually the father's sons. So the Maril Daskin asks, why do we need to have a special lima to say that the daughters go before the father, the daughters go before the brothers of the Nifter? The pasuk by the Pasha, the Benoit Salafchad, as they approached Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, their father passed away, he had no sons, only he had daughters. And the question was, who should be the Yarshim of Tzolofchad? And the Torah says that the Benoit Tzolofchad, that the daughters are the Yarshim. So we see from here that the daughters come first. So why would we think that why would we need a new pasuk? So Maril Diskin answers that maybe there they weren't alive anymore. So their living daughters supersede brothers who are not alive. But maybe in a case that the brothers are alive, the father is alive, maybe there the daughters don't come first. That's why the Torah says that under all circumstances, the Torah teaches us that the daughters, if there are no sons, that the daughter goes first. So I saw the Mefarshim ask, if we keep on saying that the word she'eroi means the father, and the father is the closest, why over here are we saying that the daughter comes before the father? So I saw that the Sefer Daf Al Adaf brings an interesting pshat. In other words, why is the lima that we learned from she'eroi not proved that the father should go first? So he suggests that she'eroi means a relative. A relative means a certain level of closeness that exists between people. And he says that there are two ways of understanding closeness between people. One way of looking at closeness between people is to look at their at their relationship, at their blood relationship. The other way of looking at closeness amongst people is to look at their being similar. So the question that the Torah is discussing is, what should we use as the determination? Daughters are close, are maybe closer blood relatives, but a father and a son are much more similar. And the question here in the Gemara is, what should we, when we need to make a determination, the father comes first, the daughter comes first, what is that, what is the thing to look at? Ask the Gemara. Maybe when there's a daughter, do we take the Yerusha and not give it to the brothers? But maybe the father, and again, given the explanation that we just gave, the Gemara's question is most cogent, since there's this special closeness between a father and a son, maybe what the Torah is coming to say is that the father precedes daughters, even though brothers don't precede daughters. Says the Gemara, Imkain, if that will be the halacha, as we mentioned a few moments ago, the Torah went out of its way to use the word Lo nicht rachmana va'avartem. Why did the Torah already said, Vim ein loy bas, if he doesn't have any son or any daughters, v'nesatimus nachlosa la'achiv, give the Yerusha to the person who passed away's brothers. Why did the Torah also have to add the word va'avartem? The word va'avartem comes to teach us that the daughter comes before the father. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, l'man demaskelim va'avartem, according to the mandam that says that we learned this from the word va'avartem, that the daughter comes first. So the other mandam who learned that the daughter comes first from the word sheroi, ask the Gemara, my Ovidlei v'sheiroi, why will he use the word sheiroi to teach us, for us? B'alechatanya sheiroi ishtoi. The teachers, melamed shabar, shabal yerushas ishtoi. The teachers, halacha that we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, that a husband, when a wife passes away, a husband is always come before anyone else to yarshin his wife. And I saw Rabbi Baruch Sirotzkin explains that this man Dhamma says that of course a daughter comes before a father. The word sheiroi is coming to teach us about a wife. Ask the Maramanda Mafkalim sheiroi, that we spoke in the word sheiroi, you know, that comes to teach about the father and the daughter. Hai vavartem hai avadlei, why would he need the vavartem? And it says, Maram Balak Ratani Rebbe Yamakul Neman Nesina, by all Yarshim, the Torah uses the word Nesina. The Kan Nema Havara, and here the Torah used the word Havara to teach us, Ein lecha, you don't have a situation, Shemava Nachla Shevet L'Shevet, that the Yerusha leaves the Shevet and goes to a different Shevet, Elabas. Hoil Ubino Ubala Yarshan Isa. The Gemara here is a perfect continuation of the previous piece of Gemara. We're learning now that if somebody passes away without any sons, but he had a daughter or daughters, the daughters are the ones that yarshin him. We also just finished learning that when a married woman dies, who is her yorish? Her yorish is her husband. Now, the husband, somebody's son-in-law, is not necessarily her, from the same shevet as the father-in-law. Moreover, not only is he not necessarily from the same shevet as the father-in-law, but his children are also, when we determine what shevet somebody's from, we look at the father, not at the mother, as we're going to be discussing. So if that's the case, where we end up here now in our Gemara is that the father, the husband, the wife, a man died and his daughters yarshined him. Then the daughter dies, and whether it's her husband who yarshins her, or whether it's her children, her sons who yarshin her, no matter how we look at that situation, the children, the husband, are unlikely or very possibly not from the same shevet as the person who died, that where this Yerusha started. So we end up having a situation where the Yerusha leaves one shevet and goes to another shevet. And that's why the Gemara says the word vavartem, that it leaves the place where it was and goes somewhere else, is a most appropriate wording for such a situation. Says the Gemara, umemai d'sher ze'av. So this opinion has been teaching us sher means the father. Where do we see a father is called sheroi? The pasuk says sher avicha hu. So we see that the Torah uses the word sher that when we speak about a father. But as the Gemara, we see the word sheroi also regarding a mother. Sher zu'aim d'ksiv, sher imchehi. So why are we saying more that it means the father than the mother? Amar Rava Amakra, because the pasuk says, v'nesatim nachlosu l'shera karv lai m'mishpachto v'yorosh osoi. The word sherai here is used in conjunction with mishpachtoi. And as we explained in our previous year, mishpachas av kri mishpacha. Your paternal family is your mishpacha. Mishpachas as far as Yerusha. Mishpachas aim ain't a kri mishpacha. D'ksiv l'mishpachosam l'beis avosam. That's why we say sherai, we define it to the father and not to the mother. Ask the Gemara, "Umishpachas aim ainam kuri mishpacha." Is that true that the mother's family is not considered family? V'ksiv. The pasuk says in Shoftim, where it speaks about the pesel micha, that avoid the zara, and the pasuk says, and there was a person who was the kohen, who was the priest that worked at that by that avoid the zara, and the pasuk says that he nam beis lechem Yehuda. So as soon as we read that pasuk, it's obviously difficult. We call him a Levi. I'm a Levi also. So he obviously came from Shevet Levi. But this pasuk also says, So how do we reconcile this pasuk? Was he a Levi? Was he from Shevet Levi? Or was he from Shevet Yehuda? Says the Gemara, Ela Lav. How must we explain the pasuk? Davu Melevi, his father was from Sheva Levi, v'imim Yehuda, and his mother was from Sheva Yehuda, and yet the families is related. We still call him Mimishpachas Yehuda. So we don't ignore Shevet Yehuda. And as I saw, the Chiddush Gaonim explained the Gemara. What was the Gemara trying to say? That we're going to connect the when we look at somebody and we look at his behavior, we look at his family. And his family obviously was from Yehuda and Levi, and as the Gemara is going to show, there was experience where people from Shevet Yehuda did avoid the Zara. So we see that it must be that that's considered family. The Rif in the Yaakov says, so the Gemara says, what must the pasuk be teaching us? Davur Melevi, his father was Levi and his mother was Yehuda. Maybe the other way around. Maybe it was Ima Yehuda, Ima Melevi, the father Melevi, and the father was from Yehuda. So the Rif says that was never a Havamina. Could the pasuk calls a Vahu Levi? And the pasuk says, so we see that the Torah, by saying Vahu, what was he really? He was a Levi. And as we've said a few moments ago, that when we speak about Mishpacha, the father's Mishpacha certainly comes first. So it must be that the father was a Levi and the mother was from Yehuda. Says Umar Amar Rava Bar Avchana, that's not the way to understand the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Loi, Gavr Deshmei Levi. His name was Levi, but not that he came from Shevet Levi, that he came from Shevet Levi. He only came from Shevet Yehuda, and the pasuk is only mentioning his father's family. His mother's family is irrelevant. Yehochi, says the Gemara, if that's what it meant, that his first name was Levi, how do we understand the pasuk? Kind of the Kama Micha, Ati Yedat Kiyetu Hashem Li. I know that Hashem is satisfied with what I did. that Levi is the minister by my Avodah Zarah. So if, explains the Gemara to be understood, if he wanted to prove that what he was doing was correct, we could understand this Gemara. Because what he's saying is, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, we know who were the Kohanim, the Levim, he was saying the fact that I also have somebody who is a Levi, from Shevet Levi, as the minister by my Avodah Zarah, that's a proof that I'm on the right track. But if all it means is that his first name was Levi, why is that an indication in any way that what I'm doing is proper? In, says the Gemara, the fact, what Micha was saying, the fact that he said that it's Ramli Gavra, the Shmei Levi, that I had a person whose name is Levi, even though he's not from Shevet Levi, but his name is Levi, that he said is already an indication that I'm doing what's right. But ask the Gemara, so how could you say that the Pasuk is coming to teach us that his name was Levi, and not that he was from Shevet Levi? But ask the Vala Yonason Shemoy, we know that the Pasuk calls, it says his name was Yonason. Shenem of Yonason ben Gershon ben Menashe hu abonav, hoya kohanim l'shevet adonim. So the Pasuk very clearly says that his name was Yonason. So if we say that the Pasuk means that he was from Shevet Levi, so everything could work. He was from Shevet Levi, but his name was Yonason. But if we're saying all the Pasuk means is that his name was Levi, so how do we understand? Is his name Levi? Was his name Yonason? But now we have a different question. The Pasuk says that his father's name was Gershon ben Menashe. Now we know that Menashe was a son of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'lai ben Moshe hoya, who d'ksib b'nei Moshe Gershon Eliezer. So how can we say that he was ben Menashe? Actually, the Mefarshim point out that this should also be a raya that he wasn't from Shevet Yehuda. Because the Pasuk says that he was ben Moshe. If we know that it was ben Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu we know was a Levi. So that could have been a question. But that could have also been the Gemara's question. But the Gemara asked this question, and the Gemara answers, but Toch also Maisa Menashe. Menashe we know brought Avodah Zarah to Klal Yisrael. Tola Kosov Menashe, that's why this person is connected to Menashe. Hachinami, that betoich also ma'is Menashe, also me Yehuda, tala kasev Yehuda. So the pasuk is Gemara saying that he wasn't from Shevet Yehuda, and when the pasuk says that he was from Yehuda, all it means to say was that he followed in the ways of Menashe, who was from Shevet Yehuda, and he brought Avodah Zarah into Klal Yisrael. So the Sefer Havas Eisen asks that the Gemara teaches us from Masechta Sanhedrin that Menashe ultimately did tshuva. So why is this terrible avera of Avodah Zarah always attributed to him when he ultimately did tshuva? And he answers that the Gemara over there says that Menashe, although the Gemara says that he did tshuva, what happened was the tshuva that he did was not sincere, and he remained an Ovid Avodah Zarah. And that's why the Pasuk connects him to Menashe. Amar Yaakov Mishir Mabshim Ben Yechayim Mikan. What we see from here is, Shetanus HaKalkol B'Makolkol. When somebody does something bad, it becomes connected to others who've acted in that fashion. Rabbi Yaakov Mishir Mabshim, where do we learn the concept of Tanus HaKalkol B'Makolkol? The Pasuk says, regarding Adoniyah, V'gam hu toiv tara ma'od, he was very good looking, V'also yolda achar Avshalom. So it seems that Adoniyah and Avshalom were from the same mother. Oysa, the same person, yolda, gave birth to Adoniyah after Avshalom. And asked the Gemara, but that's not possible. V'lo Adoniyah ben Chagis, Adoniyah was the son of Chagis, and Avshalom was the son of Ben Macha. So how do we say that they had the same mother? Says the Gemara, "Metayich she'osu ma'is Avshalom, because he acted like Avshalom, the Mord b'Malchus, Tala Kosh b'Avshalom, he too is connected to Avshalom. So even though they did something they don't have the same mother, but they're considered connected. So the Ein Yaakov makes an interesting observation. When the Gemara over here speaks about Avshalom Adoniyahu and connecting Adoniyahu and his improper behavior to Avshalom, it makes sense. Because what the Gemara is really saying is that Avshalom, that Adoniyahu, followed the inappropriate behavior of Avshalom. Because Adoniyahu came after Avshalom. But what Ein Yaakov makes a very interesting observation. The Gemara is saying that Micha and his behavior and his minister were connected to Menashe. But Menashe actually came after them. From here we see that the Torah, and that's how we have to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoya, Hoiva, V'yiyah, the past and the future and the present are really all the same. And even though in our eyes we look at things chronologically, the Torah is not limited to looking at things chronologically. And even though Menashe came later, we could still say Torah and HaKlol B'Mekolkol.